usually say, I got to do the dishes.
Do the dishes.
Yeah, I got to do the dishes. But a lot of time, it's called wash the dishes.
Yeah. And after she washes the dishes, what do you say that she does, you know, to get the soap off of them?
You first rinse them, put them in rinsing water, take them out, clean them, and then dry them.
What do you call that put piece of cloth or rag that you use to wash them, you know?
Dish rag.
That's a dish rag.
Dish rag, yeah. Dish rag, a drying rag, greening pan.
And what about that cloth or rag that you use when you're taking a bath, you know, about hand size?
Well, it's called a bath cloth. What? Bath towels or my bath cloth. What I would call a bath cloth.
Yes.
Bath towel I want to dry myself off with.
That's the big one.
Yeah.
What about that thing on your kitchen sink that the water comes out of? You call that a
faucet.
Faucet.
Yeah.
Well, what about if it was the thing in the yard, you know, that the water comes out of? What do you call that?
A hydrant.
That's the hydrant?
Yeah, hydrant.
You've probably seen these big portable water containers that you can take out in the field or on the road, something like that. And some of them have this thing that you can push and the water will come out. Now, what would you call that on one of those portable containers?
You mean the little thing the water comes out of?
Right.
I believe they call it a faucet.
That's a faucet?
Yeah, a little water faucet.
Have you ever heard people use the word spigot?
A what?
Spigot.
Don't believe so.
Don't believe so. What about if during the winter you might get up in the morning and turn on the water and nothing would come out? You might say, well, my goodness, it got so cold last night that the pipes must have
rolled up. Pipes rolled up last night.
And when they freeze, sometimes they
bust.
Did you ever get that cold around here?
Yes, sir. At 13 below zero here this last winter.
13 below?
Right.
I guess it did get cold.
Yes, sir.
What if you were going to buy a lot of molasses or a lot of lard, what would it probably come in?
Well, say if you didn't buy a 5 gallon. Say if it's in a jug, or say a jug, or a 5 gallon jug, a lot of 5 gallon keg, or I mean a 5 gallon can of lard, or a 5 gallon jug of molasses. I believe that's about the way you do that, call that.
Yes. Have you ever heard people talk about a stand of lard or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, stand of lard, right. Right, 5 gallon stand.
If somebody wanted to pour some molasses out of a big container into a small mouth bottle, what would they probably use to pour it through to keep it from spilling all over the place?
A little funnel, put a funnel in there. Yeah, funnel. Yeah.
And what about if you were driving a buggy, had a team of horses hitched to a buggy, that thing that you'd use to crack around the ears to make them go faster?
Yeah. Buggy switch.
Buggy switch.
Buggy switch. Buggy whip, buggy switch, buggy whip. You'll get them called both.
Yes, sir. If you went to the grocery store to buy something, what would the grocer probably put it in so you could carry it home?
Well, usually a paper sack.
Paper sack?
Usually a paper sack.
Well, what are you talking about sacks? What do you call these kind of sacks that you find, though, they're made out of this rough, heavy, coarse kind of material, kind of cloth-like stuff?
Well,
what kind of bag or sack is that?
Well, I guess you call it a canvas. Call it canvas instead of, of course, it's anything as thick as a cotton sack stuff, call it canvas.
Yes, sir.
Canvas sack.